Right to Try legislation has been passed in 5 states this year, including Arizona and Colorado. Riding this wave, Representative Gage Froer from Huntsville proposed a bill Tuesday that would allow Utah doctors to obtain and administer experimental drugs to treat terminally ill patients. The movement has been pushed nationally by those who say the U.S. Food and Drug Administration's approval process takes too long. Froer says the law would give patients with terminal illnesses such as ALS and cancer the option to use experimental Phase 1 FDA-tested drugs.
Phase 1 testing basically says that we don't know if it'll do any good or benefit you, but we know that it won't hurt the human body. They haven't taken the studies far enough to determine whether it actually be beneficial for that particular illness.
He says HB 94 will give hope to patients who have nowhere left to turn and will give them the freedom to try to save their lives.
The big thing it does is it gives them the ability to be in charge of their own health for life preservation. It gives them the ability to really have a choice to say, should I try this or do I make the decision, or does a bureaucrat back in Washington, D.C. make the decision that I shouldn't have access to it?
Froer says the law would allow people to seek the help they desire without leaving the country, which he says is a current issue for patients. He acknowledges the program is in its preliminary stages and says officials won't know all the outcomes of the law in the near future. He says, however, that any lives saved are worth the effort. With Utah Public Radio, this is Taylor Halverson.